This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue today our study of the all-sufficiency of the Bible. The fact that the Bible is all-sufficient means that it is able to meet our basic needs. As concerns the things that are really important in human life, the Bible provides the answer. And as an introduction matter to this particular study, I pointed out that there is a great need for such a study. I am certainly happy that you are in our audience today and perhaps can help us to spread the word of the fact of the awesome power of the Word of God, the Bible. We should study this matter because of what is happening in our world, because, as we pointed out in the past, some things which relate especially to young people, and of things which relate to our culture in general in the second place. Among these, I pointed out pressures from big city living. Much of our population today now lives in a big city arrangement, where there is a decline of feeling of self-importance, and so a resulting decline of a sense of responsibility. But the Bible recognizes that each and every person is important in the sight of God. Matthew chapter 16, verse 26. Every single person is worth more than the whole world, and every one of us will survive physical death and will stand before God in judgment to give an account for the deeds done in the body. But big city living tends to make us forget that. Next, we have pointed out that there are pressures from professional philosophy. The philosophy is taught in the colleges and universities of our land and of other lands around the world. We've talked about such matters as scientism and dialectical materialism, the philosophy of Karl Marx, the doctrine of atheism, agnosticism. Agnosticism, of course, which holds that one cannot know whether God exists or not. Atheism, which claims to absolutely know that God does not exist, to know that the evidence is sufficient to warrant the deduction that God does not exist, and positivism, which says the question of God is simply a nonsensical one, it doesn't make any sense at all, that it is neither true nor false, the doctrine of pragmatism, which says that which is true is that which works, and of course the question of what works for one person may not be what works for another. It means that one can never really arrive at truth, that one must always climb another mountain, no matter how many mountains he climbs in striving for truth. There is the philosophy of existentialism, which holds that we should reject logical reasoning and simply go by the heart to take a leap in the dark beyond the evidence. All of these matters find a manifestation in our society. They find it on television, and our young people watch it. They're simply enamored of it. And so there's woven into their young and impressionable minds these ideas that there is no absolute right, there's no absolute wrong, there is no God in heaven, and therefore every person should decide for himself what is right, and no one has any right to say to anyone that what he does is right or wrong. All of these things are being woven into the very fabric of our nation by the means of television and other means of communication. There is also pressure not only from the philosophy of the professional, that is, of the academic, the professor in the college or university, but there is also pressure from the philosophy of the street, from the so-called New Left, the basic tenets of which are freedom without responsibility. They want freedom, but they want no responsibility. They want their rights. They want the right to do whatever they well please, but they do not want the responsibility of pulling their load in society, of recognizing and living by its laws. They want a living without working. They want someone else to work and provide them the means of living without their working. They want life without meaning. They hold that life is simply here, that's it. You enjoy it like a beast, like a dog or a cat, whether it's a sexual relationship or whatever, and have no responsibility whatever to attach any meaning or significance to it. In regard to truth, they hold that it is not absolute, that it is not attainable, or that it is neither absolute nor attainable. Whereas, according to the Bible, truth is both absolute and it can be learned. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, as recorded in John chapter 8, verse 32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The Bible, you see, is all sufficient in regard to the matter of truth. It makes clear that we can learn not only by our experience of observing the world with our senses, but we can learn truth by the study of the sacred will of God. But our time is gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. Please be back next time. And until then, we bid you a very pleasant good day.